Hi, and welcome. You're listening to the X22 Report. My name is Dave, and this is episode 3208BN. Today's date is November 9th, 2023, and the title of the episode is Infiltrators Are Being Exposed. Transparency is the Only Way Forward. Stage is set. Let's talk about protecting our wealth. Are you new to investing and have savings you need to protect? Right now, with the Middle East war, the Ukraine war, maybe Taiwan soon, you need a new playbook that's safe. Allocate some gold now and avoid the frenzy panic of the unprepared. When fear reigns, gold protects the wise. Noble Gold Investments offers a free 5-ounce America the Beautiful coin with new IRAs this month. Shield your savings with a Noble Gold Investment IRA. Go to x22gold.com. That is x22gold.com, the only gold company I trust. Let's get into the economic collapse, political and geopolitical news. Now, the deep state, the corrupt politicians, big tech fake news, the puppet masters, they are now setting up to steal the 2024 elections. And you could see already Trump has sent up a lot of countermeasures ready. He set up a lot of countermeasures. He's setting the stage for the 2024 elections. And number one, you can see this with how he forced them to change the law where the vice president now cannot send the results back to the legislatures. The other thing that he has set up right now is he's prepared and ready to show the world how the deep state cheated in the election. He has the irrefutable proof. Now, when he releases this and he's completely transparent, the world is going to see how they cheat in the election, which is going to make it very, very difficult for the deep state players to actually cheat in the election once again. Doesn't mean they're not going to try. Of course they're going to try. But it's going to make it a lot more difficult. Plus, when they look at their internal polls, they're going to start to realize, okay, he just made it transparent that we cheated and this is how we do it. And he has way too many people on his side. Now, I do believe Trump, his 7-year plan that he put together, I do believe this was the plan because the 2024 elections is going to be the deciding factor. It's the deciding factor if the people take back this country. And Trump wanted the people to do it on their own, but he just had to show everyone the truth. He had to show the people the truth of what their entire agenda is. He had to put everyone through all of this so people become uncomfortable. So people would say enough is enough. And people, they reach that point at all different levels where the border might affect someone, but not someone else. Losing a job might affect that person. War might affect almost everyone. And a crashing economy might affect everyone. So he knew that he was going to have to wake people up very, very slowly and actually have the people see all this play out. So he's actually set up many, many different countermeasures to make sure the deep state players have a very difficult time cheating in the elections. Now, as we approach the 2024 elections, what has to happen here? Well, if he shows the irrefutable proof and the people know how they cheat, and they see the internal polls and saying, okay, since they know how we do it, this is going to be very difficult. I do believe he boxed them in and he's setting the stage for them to take this to the next level. Because I do believe in the end what Trump wants, he wants to show the deep state players that, no, I really have the people. I'm not winning by 10,000 votes or 20,000 votes. I'm going to show you that the people are with me. They've always been with me. Actually, he's coming out right now. He's not even holding back. He's saying, yeah, they rigged the election. I won the election. They cheated. That's it. I have the proof. There's really no discussion about this anymore. And I do believe in the end what he wants to do, he wants to show them, the deep state players, no, the people are with me and we're coming for you because they know what you did and the people aren't happy with you. And they want the country back. Now, along the way, we're going to see a lot of things play out. We're going to see war build up. We're going to see how those people that infiltrated the government, how they have never been working for we the people. They've always been working against the people. And we're already starting to see this. Already, Obama is criticizing Biden. We already see the staffers right now criticizing Biden. Because remember, it's infiltration from within. These people are not for the United States. They're part of the Muslim Brotherhood. And they have their side. And we, the people, have our side. And we're starting to see this all play out. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is since the war is building, you see the Muslim Brotherhood, you see the infiltration, and you see the war building out in Iran. And eventually, he needs to bring in Obama because this is all connected. And I do believe this is why we see everything that's happening with Biden right now. See, the House, yes, they're getting a lot of information. Yes, they're going to subpoena all these people. The evidence is irrefutable at this point. Now, we know the DOJ, the FBI, they're part of the criminal syndicate. Do you think they're going to press charges against Biden? Do you think they're going to do anything against Biden? Well, I do believe they won't, because this will be a problem with Obama and the rest, because one leads to another, which leads to another. And if they're all part of the criminal syndicate, you know that nothing's going to be done. But I do believe this is being used as pressure on the Biden family. And I do believe Trump wants to go to the man who planned the 16-year plan. And that is not Biden. Yes, Biden was the vice president. Yes, Biden realized, holy crap, I can become very, very wealthy. I can set up my own little criminal syndicate here. I can make money. I can do deals with Russia. I can do deals with China. I can do deals with Ukraine. And I can make myself very, very wealthy. Remember, he's been a criminal since the very, very beginning. Most of these people are criminals from the very, very beginning. This is how they became very, very wealthy. But I do believe to get to Obama, he needed to bring in the resident. He needed to show the people, look what the resident has done. He has 20 shell companies. He's laundering money. He is working with foreign government. He's a national security threat. There'll be so much pressure on the Biden family and Joe Biden that they will have to remove him one way or another. Either Joe Biden resigns or he is forced out one way or another. Now, I don't think the D's want the Republicans to impeach him. Because remember, this entire time, Obama's been out there saying that his administration is scandal-free. If people see this play out, this is going to be a complete and utter disaster. So I think they're going to head this off way before this. And I think they're going to shut this down, because you can see there's a lot of pressure now with all these subpoenas coming out. And now with the headline that's coming out on with the New York Post with Hunter is now the hunter, which we'll be getting to in just a sec, you can see they're under an enormous amount of pressure. And I do believe they're getting ready to do the old switcheroo. Now, what's very interesting is we could see there's a lot of people that are not seeking re-election right now. And it's very interesting because Senator Joe Manchin, he was actually talking about running for president. Now, he's not even seeking re-election. Isn't that interesting? Well, Trump responded to this and said, because I endorse Big Jim Justice of West Virginia for the U.S. Senate, and he is taking a commanding lead, Democrat Joe Manchin has decided not to seek re-election. Looking good for Big Jim. Absolutely. And I do believe the next step is the Bidens. Because look what the House Republicans put out on X. They're pointing to a New York Post article, and it says, accountability is here. And this is the headline. Hunter becomes the hunted. House subpoenas say Biden's son must testify. This is a lot of pressure on the Biden family. And I do believe we can see with war building in Gaza, which is going to include Iran, because this is what the deep state wants. They want to include Iran. They want World War III. You could see that this is going to build up, and Obama actually is going to take a side, which I believe he's already taken a side. Remember, they want this war. They want this war because it was part of the 16-year plan. Trump is giving it to them. And we know what Hunter becomes the hunted really means. We've seen this all over the post. But I want to refer back to one post, which is 4851. This is October 14, 2020. And it has a lot of pictures of Hunter Biden smoking crack and everything else. But down below, it says the following. FBI possession since late 2019. No FBI interviews Joe Hunter Biden due to optics. Attack political opponent. Lesson of the day. If you run for POTUS, all your past crimes magically disappear. Sometimes it takes transparency to force action. Let's see what happens. In this case, does having early stage dementia help you? RE previous deniability. Harmful politically. Drain the swamp. So do you think the dementia is going to build up? Do you think it's going to be deniability that, I don't remember anything? I do believe he's going to go down that route. Because everything that you're seeing right now is a complete and utter disaster for the Bidens. And we know the deep state players, they can't have him in this position. No matter if he wants to stay or not, they're going to move to get rid of him Eventually, that is going to happen. Now, we could see that the people, they realize that open borders are not the way to go. Trump warned everyone, that's why we need the wall. Because if you don't have the wall, what happens? People just come over the border. There's human traffickers, child traffickers, criminals, MS-13 gang members, terrorists, maybe from Hamas or Hezbollah. And you could see right now that there are more and more caravans heading up to the border. And this is a complete and utter disaster for the Bidens. Even if Biden says the borders are secure, the people know that they are not. And now with the U.S.-bound migrant caravan coming up to the U.S. border chanting Biden, 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 well, this is a complete and utter disaster for him. Because when everyone hears them chanting Biden, 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 everyone knows Biden is the one who told them to come up. They open the borders. They want the people in this country. This is Soros' plan. And you can see he's been using this plan for quite a while. And if they're chanting Biden, 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 this is going to hurt him immensely with everything else that's going on. So I do believe in the end, they're going to have to make their move to get rid of Biden. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we could see there's a lot of information coming out about all the pedophilia networks. We're seeing the Sound of Freedom documentary. And it's just getting worse and worse for the deep state players. And what's very interesting is that the DOJ, they announced arrests in a high-end brothel network used by elected officials, military officers, doctors, and more. So they arrested these people, and the operation was very sophisticated. It was a high-end brothel in Greater Boston in Eastern Virginia. Commercial sex buyers allegedly included elected officials, high-tech and pharmaceutical executives, doctors, military officers, government contractors that possess security clearances, professors, attorneys, scientists, and accountants. It sounds like that this was set up to actually catch them in the act and maybe bribe them later on. Starting to seem that way because we've seen this on Epstein's Island. And since we're talking about Epstein's Island, something interesting just happened. Senator Marsha Blackburn announced subpoenas for Jeffrey Epstein's flight logs. Maybe they should subpoena the black book. Maybe this should all be released. Remember, timing is everything. And I do believe as we see these people come front and center and we see the information come out that they're treasonous, you need other information to actually back all of this up and actually put them in a really bad light. Now, some people might say, oh, no, I don't believe he's treasonous. Oh, no, 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 that's ridiculous. But when you continually pile on other evidence like, oh, look, they're having sex with children. Oh, look, they're involved in trafficking. Oh, look, they were at Epstein's Island. We have pictures down there. See, then all of a sudden people go, okay, wait a minute, he's treasonous and he did this or she did this. That's when people all of a sudden start to think logically. And I do believe this is all now coming together. And as we go into 2024, you're going to see a lot more information come out against these people because this is what this is all about. This is about showing the people the truth, being transparent so they understand what happened with our country. It was infiltrated from within and they had a plan. They had a 16-year plan to destroy this country. That's what you're seeing right now. The plan was always there. They were already doing this. I mean, the amount of people coming over the borders before Trump was quite a bit. They were busing them all over the country. They were doing all these things. What Trump did was he said, you know something? Instead of doing this in the shadows, I want everyone to see this. Because if everyone can see this, they can fight against it. Because remember, knowledge is power. If you don't know it's happening, how do you fight against it? You can't. If you can't fight against it, how do you take back the country? That's what this is about. He needed to show everyone their system. You're seeing their system. It's all done on purpose so you could see it clearly. And Trump wanted everyone to make a logical decision. Listen, if you want them to destroy the country, well, don't vote for Trump. Don't vote to take back the country. Stay at home, pretend not to vote, vote for the other side. Yes, the country will be destroyed. Trump's saying, if you don't want the country destroyed, it's very simple. Just vote for me. That's it. We could end all of this. That's what this entire lesson was. He needed everyone to see this. It was done on purpose to wake you up so you could see the infiltration, so you can see their agenda. So you can finally say enough is enough. And we're not there yet. We're getting very, very close to the precipice, but we are not there yet because it's not just the Republicans. It's not just the independents. And remember, every single Republican is not on Trump's side. He needs to get the people on his side. And this is why he's going to bring us to an area, a point in time where people say, we can't take this anymore. Even if you're awake, you're going to say, this is enough. Because you're going to hear your relatives, your brothers, your cousins, your sisters. You're going to hear all these people say, what is going on here? Are we really going to war? Is this really going to be nuclear war? I don't want to go to nuclear war. Well, why is the Biden administration, why are they pushing this? We need peace. We don't want to do this. And I do believe this is going to actually push people to say enough is enough. And this is where we're headed. Because if we don't take back the country is lost, which means the world is lost. Because once the country falls, that's it. Remember, they wanted a war and they wanted the United States to lose the war. If the United States loses the war, what do you think happens to your way of life? It disappears. What do you think happens to the Constitution? It disappears because the winning nation takes over. And if you think, you know, if China wins or Russia wins or Iran wins, who do you think controls the United States? Everything that you know today completely disappears. And this is what Trump is showing you. Look, these are the people that cheated in the election. These are the people that are pushing their agenda, open borders, destroying the country, destroying the economy, bringing us to war. They cheated in the election, and cheating has consequences. You can change this. Only the people can change this. And the people, they need to see it all so they can change it. And that's why we're being brought down this path. And this is why you need to see this. And you need to understand that the FBI is not on your side. The DOJ is not on your side. I think everyone pretty much knows this because they call us all terrorists. And remember how this works. When the deep state players went into Iraq and they overthrew the government of Iraq and they put in the puppet government, any person in Iraq who went up against the puppet government, they called them the terrorists. Same thing happened here. They put in a puppet government, and anyone who is against the puppet government, you are a terrorist. In Iraq, they call them Al-Qaeda. Here, they call us what? MAGA extremists? Domestic terrorists? Same thing. Same playbook. And the FBI, that's their foot soldiers. That's their police force to go after you. And the DOJ, well, they come after you and they press charges and they put you away. We see it time and time again. This is classic Nazi Germany that you're watching right now. And look, the FBI, what do they want? They want a new 300 million headquarters. I don't think they should get it. I think the FBI should be, instead of spending more, they should be cutting everything and removing everyone. Most of the people. Yes, there are still good people in there, but the top brass, they should be removed. Matt Gaetz put this out on X and said, Republicans like Representative Steve Womack believe the FBI should be rewarded with a new 300 million headquarters larger than the Pentagon because the building is crumbling. Guess what? Our country is crumbling when a weaponized security state targets the civil liberties of American citizens because of their politics. Those in the J. Edgar Hoover building should sit in that rat-infested building until they get their act straight. Absolutely. But you can see there are many Republicans that are voting to allow the FBI to build this new headquarters. 70 House Republicans voted for this. And what do you think these people are going to do? They're going to come after we the people. They've already told us. They're already doing it. Right now, there's a heavily armed FBI SWAT team that's hunting down a January 6th protester because this individual used pepper spray on the police. I mean, think about this. Did they do this to Antifa? Did they do this to anyone else? No, only January 6ers. Think about this for a second. And think about what they did to the parents who went up against the school boards. Because remember, it's infiltration from within. They place certain people in the school boards that are pushing their agenda. And if the parents are going up against them, well, they can't have that. Now, the other thing that's very interesting, since we're talking about going up against the school boards with, you know, all the trans material and everything like that, the Nashville police officers who leaked the information. They were suspended because they leaked the manifesto. Now, think about this for a second. They didn't want to release the manifesto because it goes against everything that they want. They didn't want people to know that this person was radicalized. They hate white people. And they went about their business just killing children because they were white or white privileged. And this didn't fit into their narrative. So they tried to hide it from the people. So instead of letting the people see what this monster actually really thought, they decided to hide it from the people. And I guess the police couldn't take it anymore. They released it and they decided to suspend them instead. I mean, really think about this. I mean, this looks, if you saw the documentary Police State, this is pretty much what you're watching right now. And you're seeing it all play out in real time. It's absolutely amazing. And the other thing that's amazing is we're starting to see the infiltrators. They are now being exposed. And I do believe as we approach war and things really start to heat up, you're going to see more and more of these individuals in government that are not for the people, not for Israel, but for the terrorist group. Yes, it's going to start off with the Palestinian people. But in the end, what's going to happen is they're going to show you that, no, we're for the terrorists completely. But you could see that they're already trying to bring in North Korea. Actually, I do believe Trump already mentioned that North Korea will be coming into the fold right here. And Secretary of State Blinken warned that the United States and South Korea are concerned about alleged military cooperation between North Korea and Russia. So Blinken met with South Korean President and Foreign Minister Park Jin during his trip to South Korea this week, where the leaders discussed the threat of North Korea, officially called the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, and its alleged cooperation with Russia to provide the country with military equipment to aid in its invasion of Ukraine. So they're already bringing in North Korea into the fold because, again, what are they pushing? They're pushing World War III. And you can see there are different sets of rules for those people who are infiltrated our country, for Antifa, for the illegals, and for the citizen of the United States. During a congressional hearing, it looks like there were multiple coordinated disruptions of an official proceeding, and the double standards keep accumulating. Where are the criminal referrals? Why didn't the FBI come and take these people away? It's unbelievable. Julie Kelly put this out and said, "I didn't make the rules. I just report on them." 315 January 6ers in Trump charged with 1512C2 clearly applies to the regular disruption of congressional proceedings by Hamas insurrectionists. Number two, otherwise obstructs, influences, or impedes any official proceeding or attempt to do so. So Jim Jordan was chairing a congressional hearing, and these people just started to scream out and yell. One after another. So did they come and arrest them? Are they thrown into the same prison as the January 6ers? Absolutely not. Now, the other thing that we come to find out is that the guy who killed the old Jewish man earlier this week has been identified as Professor Alan G. of Moorpark College. So he was a professor of college and he murdered someone. Think about this for a second of what's really happening in this country. And I do believe this is going to get worse and worse as time goes on. Because again, as things heat up in Gaza with Israel and the Hamas terrorists, and we start to see the infiltration be exposed within government and around the country, you're going to see everything get worse and worse as time goes on. And we've come to find out something that's very, very interesting, that the New York Times, CNN, Reuters, and AP, they had contract reporters embedded with Hamas terrorists taking photos during the mass slaughter. So wait a minute. These reporters, they were embedded and they stood by and took pictures while all of this happened. Really think about this for a second. So are they complicit in all this? Absolutely. So AP reporter Hassan S. Leah took photos and video while traveling with Hamas killers during the massacre. Hassan provided photos to CNN. The Wall Street Journal also published a photo by Hassan. Hassan was embedded with Hamas when they massacred Jews at the kibbutz. He was there during the slaughter and with them when they left. And he just stood by and took pictures where people were killed. I mean, this is just absolutely unbelievable. Dr. Eli David put this out and said, breaking, AP, CNN, New York Times, and Reuters had journalists embedded with Hamas terrorists on October 7th massacre. Then he said, CNN photographer in Gaza holding a grenade as he joins Hamas terrorists on October 7th massacre. So these people, they were involved in all this. They knew it was going to happen. And they just stood by where people were killed. Unbelievable. And actually, these news organizations, they should be held accountable in some way, somehow. Now, it's being reported that the White House says that Israel has agreed to 4-hour daily humanitarian pauses in northern Gaza to allow civilians to flee. Well, they've already been allowing civilians to flee. They've been opening up corridors, letting them out, because their mission is to go after the Hamas terrorists. And we could see that Biden right now, he's already setting it up where you're going to see the infiltration very, very clearly. Because Biden says there is no possibility of a ceasefire. Now, remember, those individuals in government, the staffers and everyone else that Obama put in, they want a ceasefire because they don't want Hamas destroyed. And they know that Israel's going to hunt them down and destroy them. Now, since Biden is taking the side of Israel, because that's the way they're going to see it, what do you think is going to happen? They are now going to go up against Biden. And you're going to see more and more of the infiltration in government. And they're going to push war. Because remember, this was part of their plan from the very, very beginning. They have their soldiers in this country already. Talk about protecting ourselves. A popular online Chinese shopping app is under fire for allegedly breaking international wiretapping laws on U.S. citizens. It's been revealed that the app has hidden functions that grant it access to an alarming amount of user data, including access to a user's microphone. This is further backed by the fact that Temu losses an average of $30 per order, which leads many to believe that Temu's real revenue is generated from selling substantial quantities of user data. This is why I protect my privacy with Virtual Shield. Virtual Shield offers an all-in-one digital security suite, with its most notable features being a military-grade VPN, identity theft protection, antivirus, and much more. Countless five-star reviews back up the notion that Virtual Shield is the most effective way to help prevent government, corporate, and ISP spying while simultaneously protecting your personal data. But there's more. If you sign up for Virtual Shield now, you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, unlimited data, usage across all devices, access to Virtual Shield's 24/7 customer support, and more. Simply go to virtualshield.com/x22VPN to take advantage of this limited-time deal before their free trial offer ends. They let the illegals in, not just this country, but countries around the world. And yes, they will be called upon to do certain things, actually chaos, to start war, events, terrorist attacks, you name it. And when people see this and they see it happen in this country, even those people that said, I love open borders, they're going to look at this and go, yeah, maybe having the borders open isn't really a great idea. That wall is looking better and better every single day. And as they see this play out, you think they're going to vote for Biden or Obama or Michelle Obama? Absolutely not. I do believe they're going to say, well, wait a minute. This now I see all of this. This is not the way it's supposed to be. You see, until you show the people, they really just don't get it, because you can tell them, you can explain it all you want, but until you actually live through it, you're not really going to understand it. And I think this is what happened in New York City, out in Massachusetts, out in Chicago. When they brought the illegals up there, the people of those cities started to really see it. They started to understand this. But you can see the deep state players, they're preparing and they're ready to start a war. Right now, we have the United States military. They carried out airstrikes hitting an Iranian facility in Syria. And this is the part that tells you that they're prepared and ready to start this war. Because once they went ahead and they attacked these facilities, and this was a weapon storage facility, Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin said, we urge against any escalation. So that tells you right there, they just set a red line. They told Iran, don't do anything or else. Now, Trump has been telling quite a few stories about Iran and what happened with Iran, how Israel wasn't really involved with Soleimani. They backed out at the last minute, and it was all him and U.S. I do believe this was to take pressure off of Israel so Iran wouldn't do anything. And once he killed Soleimani, Iran said, and they called him up, they said they were going to strike a U.S. base, but they said, don't worry about it. it's just going to look like we're striking it. And a lot of the missiles blew up. A lot of the missiles never hit the base. And this is because they knew that Trump was going to react and it wasn't going to be well for them. It wasn't going to turn out great because he was going to hit them really, really hard. What do you think is going to happen this time around? You think they're going to do the same thing they did with Trump? No, they see a weak leader. They know that Obama's in control and they know that they want these areas destroyed. Remember, Obama took away the ability of the military to bomb the Islamic State. Obama took this over and he told the military where to bomb. And he told the military to bomb in certain areas where ISIS actually expanded. And actually the military hit Syria soldiers so they could expand into the country. Trump, when he became president, he actually gave the ability of the military to actually bomb on their own. You find the military targets, you bomb, and guess what happened? They destroyed the Islamic State. Boom, just like that. But we could see that everything now is starting to change. You're starting to see the infiltration. You're starting to see those people that are completely against this country. And you're starting to see things actually change right now. A revolt now is brewing within the Biden administration over how the White House is handling the Israel-Gaza war. As the civilian death toll of people in this area increases, it looks like Biden's top officials continue to say no conditions have been placed on how Israel uses U.S.-supplied weapons. Pressure from the press pool is also piling on. And you can see the infiltration from within. The memo that was put out has two key requests: that the U.S. support a ceasefire, that it balance its private and public messaging toward Israel, including airing criticism of Israeli military tactics and treatment of Palestinians, and the U.S. generally prefers to keep private. The memo was marked sensitive but unclassified. So the people now are turning on Biden right now. And we can see that the staffers, they didn't do this with Ukraine. Did they call for a ceasefire? Did they put out a memo? That's interesting. Why now? Why all of a sudden did they come out and they say, hey, we don't like what's going on there, but not with Ukraine? Isn't that interesting? And then we have this article from ABC News, and it says, nobody's hands are clean. Obama breaks with Biden on how to support Israel. So Obama's now breaking with Biden. And Obama, who has, for the most part, kept a low profile, has now been coming out more and more and commenting on what is going on. Actually, it looks like he was brought out from the shadows and into the light, and he can't stay quiet anymore. And he's criticizing Israel. And you can see that as things heat up, Obama, the infiltrators, they're going to side with who? The terrorists. And you're going to see this very, very clearly as we move forward. And it's going to get worse and worse as time goes on, especially when there's some type of an attack here in the United States or around the world. And you're going to see the separation, because remember, Biden was already out there saying there's going to be no ceasefire. And right now, there is no ceasefire, and you could see that there's a separation. And ABC, they're already putting this out there, building the narrative. And I do believe as everything builds against Biden, Obama's going to say enough's enough, it's time to remove him. One way or another, and we can't allow the Republicans to impeach him because this will come back to haunt me. So we need to get rid of him in another way. Either he resigns or we use the 25th Amendment. And I believe that Biden is not going to resign. I do believe he's going to be taken out with the 25th Amendment as everything builds and builds and builds. And they're going to say, listen, you have no choice because, look, they have all the evidence against you. And this is going to be a complete and utter disaster for you. So you're going to have to use your dementia to deny everything. And I do believe that's the track we're heading down right now. Now, the other thing that's very interesting is we're starting to see the bioweapon. Well, it's not looking good for the pharmaceutical companies because the people are now are seeing more and more evidence that this bioweapon actually hurt the people, killed the people, and it was being used to depopulate. I know the fact checkers came out there and said, oh, this vaccine is not being used for depopulation. Well, when you start to see people dropping dead suddenly, and you see people getting sick, and you're seeing women where they can't reproduce, well, you start to put two and two together, and you start to realize, if we kept taking the booster over and over and over and over, what do you think the outcome would be? You would see depopulation, pretty much. That's what you would see. And when you start to connect the dots, you can see that this is exactly what the bioweapon was designed to do. Wall Street Silver put this out and is pointing to all these different CNN articles. And it says, study says COVID-19 vaccines provide protection for pregnant and lactating women and their newborns. OBGYN associations recommend all pregnant people get vaccinated against COVID-19. CDC strengthens recommendation for pregnant women to get vaccinated against COVID-19. Now think about it. They keep saying this. The pregnant women need to get this vaccine. They got to get it. They got to get it. And what has come out recently? Infant mortality is on the rise. Wall Street Silver says, is there any chance, maybe, that recommending a brand new drug to pregnant women with zero testing was a bad idea? I'm completely stunned that doctors went along with this. The drug companies have immunity, but do the doctors also? Because this one was crazy from the start and everyone knew it. And U.S. infant mortality rises for the first time in more than 20 years. So that's interesting. You don't think this has anything to do with depopulation? Remember, they love abortion. Are they aborting the baby this way? Yes, they are. Put two and two together. Look what they've done here. Unbelievable. And look what they've done with the January 6th people. They went after them. Remember, this is about going after the people. Yes, they want to depopulate. Yes, they want to make the people sick because it's a lot easier to control a depopulated people and a sick people, right? And if you actually add in transitioning them into another sex and giving them drugs and making them crazy, well, it's a lot easier to win the war when you have this set up this way. And you needed the strong men. You needed them to be arrested. You needed to weaken them. You needed to do whatever you possibly can to make sure that they couldn't fight. And that's what they've been doing for a very long time. If they couldn't do that, the alternative, or actually what they were trying to do, is take the weapons away from the people. And you can see that the FBI, the Department of Justice, all those people in government today, they're completely against the people. Representative Marjorie Taylor Greene put this out and said, FBI manhunt and tanks for a guy who used pepper spray at police on January 6th. They didn't do this for Antifa BLM rioters or ceasefire now pro-Hamas terrorist insurrectionists or 1.8 million unknown illegal gotaways that came across our border or Epstein client list, only January 6ers. And she's absolutely right. And I think the people are now seeing this. It's much, much easier to see because you need to see them actually do these things to understand it. And this is what people are seeing, just like they're seeing the trial with Trump, especially with Peekaboo James. They know that this is not a trial. They know that they're just going after Trump. They know this is election interference. And especially when the judge rules against Trump, and this goes to the appellate court, people are going to say, wow, they wasted all this money. They were on the take. There was no case. I do believe the appellate court is going to rule unanimously that this should have never been brought to trial, and the judge was wrong. This is going to work out for Trump. The people then are going to see very, very clearly, wow, there are two set of rules, one for them and one for Trump and the rest of us. Remember, he's just in the way. They're really after us. And we could see that this is all going to fall apart on them in the end. And just like it's all falling apart for Biden right now. Actually, Trump put this out on Truth. He said, new CNN poll is bad news for Biden as 2024 election cycle kicks off in earnest. And yes, he's having a very difficult time. And I do believe as his poll numbers go down and as the evidence pours out against Biden and his family, yeah, the deep state, they're going to have to do something because they know they can't win this way. Because remember, their whole agenda to win is cheating. And you need to have at least a candidate that actually gets some votes because you can't bring someone in that really doesn't get anything. So you need someone that's kind of half popular so you can make it look good. And is he going to be able to pull this off? Absolutely not. But what's very interesting is that we can see that yesterday Trump had a rally, and it's very interesting. He decided to have the rally the exact same time that the Republican national debate was going on. Of course, this was done on purpose. Nobody cares about these individuals debating because, you know, they're 1%ers, 2%ers, 5%ers. Nobody cares about them. This is really the GOP right there. And I do believe we have a split now of GOP and MAGA. The MAGA people went to the rally. Nobody was watching the GOP debates. Nobody was paying attention to this. And actually, the crowd, they actually cheered and they started to chant Trump, Trump, Trump. And the moderator told them, stop it. It's enough of that. We're not going to have that again. I mean, really think about this. Trump wasn't even there and the people were chanting for Trump. But Vivek Ramaswamy did something very, very interesting. And he actually is waking up the rest of the Republicans because he called out Rona. He called out the moderator, the fake news NBC. And he actually explained to everyone what's really going on. Actually, just take a listen to what he did during the debate.
Turn to you. Please make your case. Why would you... why should you be the nominee and not the former president?
I think there's something deeper going on in the Republican Party here, and I am upset about what happened last night. We've become a party of losers at the end of the day. It is a cancer in the Republican establishment. Let's speak the truth. I mean, since Ronna McDaniel took over as chairwoman of the RNC in 2017, we have lost 2018, 2020, 2022, no red wave that never came. We got trounced last night in 2023. And I think that we have to have accountability in our party. For that matter, Ron, if you want to come on stage tonight, you want to look the GOP voters in the eye and tell them you resign, I will turn over my, yield my time to you. And frankly, look, the people there are cheering for losing in the Republican Party. Think about who's moderating this debate. This should be Tucker Carlson, Joe Rogan, and Elon Musk. We'd have 10 times the viewership asking questions that GOP primary voters actually care about and bringing more people into our party. You think the Democrats, and we've got Kristen Welker here, you think the Democrats would actually hire Greg Gutfeld to host a Democratic debate? They wouldn't do it. And so the fact of the matter is, I mean, Kristen, I'm going to use this time because this is actually about you in the media and the corrupt media establishment. Ask you, the Trump-Russia collusion hoax that you pushed on this network for years, was that real or was that Hillary Clinton made up disinformation? Answer the question. Go.
Mr. Ross.
Sorry. This is how we get our country back. We need accountability because this media rigged the 2016 election. They rigged the 2020 election with the Hunter Biden laptop story.
Mr. Ramaswamy,
and they're going to rig this election.
Your time is up.
Accountability.
Let me turn to
Governor
Christie.
And I do believe that this is going to really wake up a lot of people, especially those Republicans who think that these are their candidates. I think he just told them the truth. And now the people are now thinking like, holy crap, this guy who's on the stage came out, told the truth. And now I'm questioning everything. I do believe that Trump's entire mission, and maybe Vivek is part of it, their entire mission is to get the people on Trump's side. The entire mission is to get, yes, the D's, as many as possible, to get the young generation, to get the Black Hispanic people, to get the people of America on Trump's side to take back this country. And it looks like this is exactly what Trump is doing. And the only way to do this is to actually show the people. Now, Vivek, he did say that he wants Rona to resign, which is very interesting. But she decided to respond, and Charlie Kirk put this out on X and said, tonight, Rona said about Vivek, you won't get a cent from us. Rona publicly broke a sacred RNC rule, not getting involved in primaries. She must immediately resign. The 168 must act. Then we have the Persistence put this out and said, do you know that the Virginia GOP chairman, Rich Anderson, requested money from the RNC. The RNC denied his request. Meanwhile, Joe Biden ordered the DNC in September to pour $1 million into Virginia. Republicans lost the House and Senate by 2,400 and 1,900 votes, respectively. So think about it. Is the GOP working with the Democrats? Yes, they're the uniparty. Yes, and their function is to keep certain people in power. Why? Because those individuals in the GOP, they love money coming in. I do believe we have a separation right now, and everything's starting to separate. You're starting to see the rhinos, the uniparty, and you're starting to see MAGA. So we do have a separation. But what's very interesting, it looks like DeSantis, his biggest donor, Bigelow, has switched to Trump. But he's not going to donate to Trump right now because he wants to see if he's going to go to prison first. If he goes to prison, then he's not going to donate any money. But again, this hotel entrepreneur, Robert Bigelow, he decided to drop out and remove his support of DeSantis, which is very, very interesting. And like we said before, Trump had a rally at the same time they had the debates, and the rally was packed with people. Dan Scavino put it out on X, and he shows all the people at the rally, and it was a huge crowd. Now, Trump, he said some very, very interesting things during the rally, and it's actually confirming everything that we thought was happening. Remember, this is part of a plan, and everything needs to be done to Trump first so he can do it back to them. And basically, Trump said, listen, they indicted me, they came after me. Now we can do all of this to Biden. Take a listen.
Influence selling in our nation's capital, and we will start by exposing every last crime committed by crooked Joe Biden. Because now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him. But he did real bad things. We will restore law and order to our communities. And I will direct a completely overhauled DOJ to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America for their illegal, racist, and reverse enforcement of the law.
So once again, Trump just confirmed all of this. And he also confirmed that the plan is working, that the silent majority, well, they're rising like never before. This is what he put out on Truth. The great silent majority is rising like never before. And under our leadership, the forgotten men and women will be forgotten no longer. We are one movement, one people, one family, and one glorious nation under God. And together, we will make America powerful again. We will make America wealthy again, strong again, proud again, safe again. And we'll make America great again. And he letting everyone know the people now are coming to his side. And he also let everyone know that the plan to take back the country is going to be the decision of we the people. He set out to show everyone their true agenda, to show everyone the true system of the deep state players. And this is what the people have been seeing. Trump, he put this out on Truth. He said, if you don't want to let the communists destroy America like they destroyed Cuba, Venezuela, and Nicaragua, then you need to send a message by voting crooked Joe Biden and every last Democrat out of office in 2024. This race is not about beating crooked Joe Biden. It's about defeating the entire rotten, corrupt, and tyrannical establishment in D.C. This election will decide whether the power in America belongs to them forever or whether it belongs to you, the men and women who make this country run. 2024 is our final battle. Stand with me in the fight, and we will finish the job that we started 7 years ago tonight. The 7-year plan to counter the 16-year plan that Obama and others put into place. And what's very interesting, at the end of the rally, he played a song, and Lisa May put this out on X. It says, President Trump closes out tonight's rally describing a nation in decline. After a lengthy silent pause, while the intro to the song Where We Go One, We Go All, also known as Mirrors, plays. So he played Where We Go One, We Go All. Think about that for a second, because we've seen this in multiple posts. Now, Trump, he let everyone know that these people are going to cheat. They're going to cheat like dogs, and they're going to cheat like hell, because these people are sick. But he let everyone know we won in 2016, we won in 2020, and we got a lot more votes in 2020. Take a listen to what he says here.
Will they do it again, sir? And you know what they mean. Will they do it again? Will they cheat again? Because they cheated like a bunch of dogs. Will they do it again? And we have the best everything. They're going to try. Look, that's all. You can't win elections when you say open borders, bad education, high interest rates, high taxes, tremendously big and impossible regulations, weak on every nation, not respected by anybody. The United States right now is a laughingstock all over the world. They don't respect our president. They respected me. They don't respect our president. They don't respect anything about us. And then you're supposed to win an election. They win their elections by cheating. That's what they do. That's the only way. You can't win an election with open borders. And I don't even care if they're liberal as hell. When you see people pouring in from these mental institutions and from jails, from Africa, from Asia, from all over Europe, and from South America, it's not just South America, who the hell is going to vote? They cheat like hell. And I will say it. I've been indicted for saying it. And yet they used to say that about me in 2016. The election was rigged. The election was stolen. We're going to put up a slate of electors against Trump. You know who did that? Hillary. Thomas Jefferson did it many years ago, and it's been done many times. But in 2016, they even tried to get me on Alabama, and I won it by like 45 points. They said he cheated on Alabama. I said I won it by 45 points. I must have cheated by a lot. It's a great state with incredible people. But they did the same thing. When you look at Maxine Waters, watch the way she talks. Look at Tlaib today, what she said, the mouth, the horrible things she said. Look at some of the things that they say. They want you to walk into that restaurant and knock the hell out of them, they said. Right? All of the horrible things they said, and far worse than that. And nothing happens. But if we say peacefully and patriotically, oh, that's so threatening. These people are sick. They're sick. And we're not going to let them get away with it. We're not going to let it happen. And it happened once. It's not going to happen twice. You know, we did much better the second time than we did the first. I say it proudly. We did much better the second time. You know, we won in 2016. And then we got millions and millions of more votes a second time. Never happened to a president. Usually a president will, if they win, they'll win with less votes than they got the first time because people get bored. You know, he's a boring guy. I don't think I'm too boring, but he's a boring guy. I got the largest number of votes ever gotten by a sitting president. And I got the biggest increase. There's never been somebody. I went from 63 million to, I believe, over 75 million. And that's been recorded by them, not by me. How about the real number, okay? How about the real number?
Trump is letting everyone know that they're going to cheat. But I do believe he's actually pushing them down this path. Because remember, he's going to show everyone how they cheated. And this is going to be during his trials. He's going to be transparent. Everyone's going to see it. Which means it's going to be very, very difficult for the deep state to cheat. Then Storm has arrived, put this out on X and says, every time Trump is asked about how the 2024 election will be different in terms of stopping the cheating, he deflects and doesn't answer the question. However, earlier today, he was asked the question again. In the midst of deflecting, he said something I think is important. We did great against Biden, and I believe we won by a tremendous amount, and we have proof of it, and we're releasing the proof. It'll come up a lot over the next period of a few months. Think about that. If hard evidence showing what they did in 2020 is revealed to the masses shortly before the next election, it's going to be a lot harder for them to do it again. Timing is everything. So the question is, if they cannot cheat, and they know they can't cheat, and the people know what they do, and they realize with the internal poll numbers that they just don't have the numbers to actually override the people, what do they do? Do they postpone the elections? Do they create an October surprise to shut the elections down? It's starting to seem that way because if we're heading towards war, what is their alternative? They can, number one, they can just let Trump win. You think they're just going to allow that? Most likely not. I think they're going to try to shut the elections down. But this whole thing reminds me of Post 2539, December 3rd, 2018. It says the following. The public is about to learn that the DOJ, FBI, plus other U.S. foreign assets have been actively working behind the scenes in one of the largest criminal investigations in modern day history. D-class, pointing to purpose, pointing to illuminate the truth, pointing to people transparency is the only way forward. Controlled media, enemy of the people. And yes, he's going to make it completely transparent. The people are going to learn this, and this is going to push the deep state players down a certain path. And as they push down this path, I do believe Trump is going to take control of the elections. Now, again, he could just allow the elections to play out and he can win, but I think he wants to win by a lot. I think he wants to use paper ballots. He wants to show the deep state players, the people are with me, and the people have signaled that they want the country back. And I do believe Trump is now has set everything up. He's waking the people up with this 7-year plan. And in the end, the people are going to take back this country. Now, as we go through 2024, we know that things are going to get a lot scary. It's going to get pretty scary. We're going to head towards war. The economy is going to be doing pretty darn poorly. Probably you'll see a stock market crash probably in October. And you're going to see the deep state. They're going to make, you know, maneuvers to actually distract from everything that's going on and try to bring us to war. But I do believe all of this is going to be done to wake the people up, to have the people actually have their vote counted and actually have the people be able to take back the country. And the deep state will not be able to stop them. Now, remember, the deep state, the central bank and all of them, they are expecting to go to war because this will cover up everything. It will bring us into the Great Reset, the Green New Deal. It will cover up all their crimes. But think about what Trump says. When you vote for me and I win the election, I will have peace in 24 hours, which means he is going to counter everything they're going to try to do. And when he does that, the Great Reset goes down the drain. The Green New Deal goes down the drain. Everything else that they've done goes down the drain, which leaves them completely exposed. There's no place to hide. There's no place to escape to. They have nothing. They lost it all. And Trump countered everything they tried to do with we the people. The Patriots are in control. Listen, everyone, thanks a lot for listening. Be well, be safe, and especially be prepared. Thanks a lot.